This episode is sponsored by Hulu. The reality queen herself, Lisa Vanderpump, has a new home on Hulu and has teamed up with them to bring you the newest, most exciting reality series yet, Vanderpump Villa. In an escape to the French countryside, Lisa and her staff work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. The series offers first-class luxury with world-class drama. Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. Welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, presented by Betches Media. This is an exploration of all pop culture. From the classic reality TV moments of the past and present, to the latest Daily Mail headlines and everything in between. We'll dive into all the infamous and notorious messes you can't stop watching. We're looking at you, Tom Sandoval. Folks, welcome to an all-new episode of So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. This is your pal Ryan, and this is your Wednesday episode. You have made it halfway through the week, so you did something, man. You made it halfway through the week. You got two more days until that sweet, sweet weekend. Now, today, I teased this last week because we had this conversation last Thursday. I should have just released it then, but I am glad we are releasing it today. I have Terry Maloney. I have Katie's mom. Katie Maloney from the insanely successful yet very depressing Vanderpump Rules. Man, that episode tonight. Each time I go in to watch an episode of this season of Vanderpump Rules, I have the highest hopes. And I don't even know what I'm hoping for. Like, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a lot of fun. And then you realize immediately it's not going to be a lot of fun. And then you're like, oh, it's going to be painful. It's going to be really dark. It's going to be really painful. But hey, there's a water tasting. Fun. Amazing. Oh, you guys, I have the biggest stress headache. I went to that, I said last week I was going to look into getting LASIK. I went to an eye appointment today. And there is nothing cooler than a grown man in one of those eye contraptions where they're like, does this look better? Does that look better? And they're showing you what your vision would be like. And I'm thinking about doing it, but I don't know if that like set off this headache. I've had a headache for so long today, but there is a lot of stuff going on. We're going to get right into the interview today, and I'm going to cut this short, not do the 5-hour shows that you sometimes have grown accustomed to. But I wanted to give you a little bit of an update, a little bit some news, because there might be, I'm going to try to get my Vanderpump Rules recap done earlier than, anyways, basically, I'm going to go to Ohio tomorrow, unexpectedly, to be with my dad and my sister and my grandma. I just visited her a couple of months ago. She just turned 100 years old, but unfortunately, it looks like she is going to pass over the next couple of days, and I'm going to be out there, and hopefully, I'll get there in time, but also very important just to be with my dad and my sister. And I'm going to go to Columbus, Ohio tomorrow afternoon. But hopefully I can get the VPR recap done during the day before I go to the airport. I'll try. But just wanted to let you know, if there's any interruption in service, please do not call and complain. No, I'll get this to you. Because also when I do these things, it actually helps take my mind off of everything. But man, and this is great that Miss Maloney is here today, because we do talk a lot about family and we all go through things like this, but it just feels like it just feels like so much loss, my dog, my mom, my grandma, Vanderpump Rules feels like it's I'm losing Vanderpump Rules. I mean, so much loss. I don't really know how to make heads or tails of it. And, even as I get older, I don't know if I've gained tons of wisdom around any of this. And, but 100 years, 100 years, what a long, long, she has an amazing life. And, but anyway, just wanted to share with you what's up. So I'll be in Ohio for a couple of days. I hope you guys out there are going to have the best day ever, regardless of what's happening over here. And, it is interesting, families, the ones that we have and the ones that we create. And I have my family. I do, weirdly enough, think of you guys as a family. You guys have given me so much support over these last couple of years. but I think I'm just ready. I'm ready for some fun. I'm ready for some fun and to be silly. Everything is so, it's just so, I don't know. Like, we can be so silly here on the show, and I love being silly on the show, but everything is just so stressful and weird over this last year in different ways than I would have ever imagined. by the way, this is not an April Fool's Day joke. Can you imagine? And then people are still listening to Monday's episode and still not get like understanding that I did not bump into Tom Sandoval over the weekend. If you listen to Monday's episode, that was an April Fool's Day joke. But anywho, I don't know. There's so many thoughts going on in my head right now. So I am just going, by the way, well, no, I'm actually here. Did you guys watch Vanderpump Villa? Did you watch a couple episodes? See if you like, it's so hard to launch a show these days because I think there's so much pressure, and especially if you have that Vanderpump name on it, you have a certain expectation level, which can work against you and it can be good for you at the same time. But also, most good reality shows, they take like 2 seasons. Also, I watched The Valley tonight, and I got to tell you, The Valley's really doing it for me in weird ways. I told you this from the beginning, like that it works. I mean, I think it works because a lot of people didn't have high expectations for it. So people were like, oh, this isn't bad. And I told, we got to stop judging things so quickly. It's like we make decisions about any kind of art immediately after we watch it or listen to it or read it. But even then, even before something comes out, we make these kind of snap judgments like, oh, why is that there? That's going to suck. And it's like, well, watch it first and then, then decide if something sucks. But The Valley, I think, you know, it doesn't have the Scandoball. You know, like it doesn't have that. So it's not like inundated with the darkness of that storyline because there's tons of darkness on The Valley. In fact, Kristen Doty, I mentioned this last week that this was going to get it brought up. I didn't realize it was going to be in this episode, but Kristen and the reason why she was fired from Vanderpump Rules, that got brought up in tonight's episode of The Valley. But really interesting. I think I'm digging the new characters. I'm digging the interaction. But I don't know if enjoy is the word, but I really like the show. I really like the show. And I think it is undeniable that Jax and Kristen are interesting characters to watch. They're just interesting. Not a lot of people move that way. I don't know if that's necessarily a compliment, but it is one of those things you're like, oh, damn. You know, they do know their way around a camera. And it was great to see Janet hop in there tonight in the fight at the dinner table. I don't know. So I thought that was really, really interesting. But we'll talk about that more later. There'll be plenty of time to talk about all of this, but let's get to the interview. But I just wanted to thank you guys once again for being here. Reminder, I'll be a guest at the Brav Bro show May 3rd in Washington, D.C. So get your tickets for that. That should be a lot of fun. Hopefully we can be silly then and everything won't feel so dark and depressing. But anyways, this is just a lovely interview. I mentioned this in the interview, but Miss Maloney or Terry, she has always just been so kind to me and always has kind of checked in. And I remember the first time she messaged me, I was like blown away. I was like, no way. And then you always have to worry because you're like, oh my God, does this person hate me? Like, is this person really offended by something I've said? And she just was really nice. And I got to tell you, she does. There's just such a, I don't know, I'm attaching this to her, but there's such a motherly presence to her that it was really nice to talk to her. And it made me just also afterwards, just how much I miss talking to my mom. You know, it felt like a mom conversation of, I just miss those conversations, you know? And so this was really, and so I, you know, I'm just, hey, Terry, if you're listening, I'm just going to have to call you once every week and we'll just, you just pretend to be my mom and everything will be great. But anyways, you guys, enough of this BS. Let's get to this. I thought this was a fabulous interview. But it's just a conversation. I thought it was great. And what's great too is that I think I don't do the kind of show where, or I try not to do the kind of show where I'm trying to do like gotcha or trying to get a sound clip or a sound bite. And I know she was also very worried about not wanting to get in the middle of anything. But I love it because a lot of this is just like not even information that she knows directly, but even just as somebody that watches the show. But it is also interesting because she's watched these people grow up when they actually were kids. I mean, they are full-fledged adults now, but knowing them as kids and seeing this, I always thought about like, what if my parents watched my friends on a reality show or watched me on a reality show and what that would have revealed to them and how they would have felt about that. And I think that's a trip to think about. You know, not a lot of people experience watching their kid on a reality show for 11 seasons. So I thought that was just really interesting. So anyways, without further ado, here she is, the one, the only, Terry Maloney. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Folks, welcome back to So Bad It's Good, presented by Betches Media. Listen, I have a surprise for you guys today. This is somebody I've been wanting to talk to for years now, and I just have to speak a little bit about how amazing this person has been. I think she, you know, she reached out so many times when I was going through everything with my mom, and I just, I kind of light up every time I see her appear on screen, or if I see somebody talk about her, and I just get such a good feeling from her. And, you know, I can't wait to find out more about her. But I want her to be my mom at this point. I mean, like, she represents so much to me, but she also is, listen, she is the mother of three children. She is a grandmother as well. She has owned businesses. She's in real estate. And hopefully she's going to be here to announce that she is the Golden Bachelorette on ABC. But we'll find out if that's the case. So without further ado, the mother of Katie Maloney from Vanderpump Rules, Terry Maloney. Terry, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ryan. I have been wanting to do, we've been trying to do this for years now. And it's so nice to finally see you face to face.
I missed you at BravoCon. I missed you at so many different places where I was like, oh no, Terry's. Oh my God, I want to meet Terry. So I'm so happy that you agreed to come on. So thank you so, so much. Listen, I just talked about that Golden Bachelor thing. Cause I thought, listen, when I watched the Golden Bachelor, I loved it. And I think you kind of liked it too. Would you ever, ever consider going on a show like that, watching your daughter go through what she goes through on Vanderpump Rules?
I did. I really enjoyed The Golden Bachelor. And I thought, gosh, if this is my one chance to meet the man of my dreams. Seriously, I really did. But I don't know. I don't think I can. Because the times I've been on the show, I stress. So,
yeah. It is stressful. I mean, you've been in some really stressful scenes. But at the same time, I was watching that show and there was a part of me that I was like, wow, Miss Maloney would be good on this. I think I would love to see that part. And then you could have that scene where Katie comes in and judges the bachelor and gives him a little attitude. I think it would be great.
And she would. Yes.
Yeah. So listen, I wanted to find out a little bit more about you because, you know, you are a grandmother now. You have three awesome children. Obviously we know Katie, but you have two sons as well, I believe. And like, so what is your life like on the daily? What do you do?
Well, I'm in real estate, so that keeps me busy. I'm in Las Vegas, and you know, Katie and my other son, they live in California. My youngest son and his family live in Utah, and my parents live here. So I visit my parents and I work and I do life. I don't
Yeah. No, yeah. No, you've talked about, you know, before about even, you know, your parents and your mom and they're still with us, but it is interesting. I've thought so much about life this past year because of my mom. And, you know, you then watch a show like Vanderpump Rules and it's like, oh my God, each week it like gets darker and darker and more depressing. And then your real life happens. And I just think that's so interesting to like then watch these shows and go like, what are we fighting about here, man? Like there's real life out there happening. You know, it's very stressful, I think. I don't know how you've done it being a very real person with a very real family, and then also watching these storylines on Vanderpump Rules. And like you said, you stress out. Like, do you still even watch the show every week?
I do. And I stress myself out watching it. Even though I know, I mean, it's real life, you know, and it's my daughter in real life. I haven't enjoyed the last couple of seasons. Last year, of course, was really difficult because of everything that Katie and Tommy were going through. And I lived it through it with them, you know, and I thought this year would be a better season, but it's stressing me out. It really is.
Yeah. I mean, as a woman yourself, do you ever, I was talking about this on today's episode. I got very frustrated, which, by the way, you're not dating Max Boyens, are you?
What, me?
No, yeah, I'm just I was like, if it comes out that Miss Maloney is dating Max Boyens. No, but I find it very interesting that we view women and men very differently in society, obviously. And you even see this where Tom Sandoval has made some very obvious mistakes. Not even mistakes. He did this knowingly, you know, and then even in this season where I would think it would be this very like, you know, let's really get the truth out of Tom Sandoval. It is now women fighting against other women. And I think that's what the frustrating part of this season is, because the men almost get a pass. Like, we're like, oh, that's Schwartz just being Schwartz. You know, like, their behavior is almost assumed. And now we have women turning on other women. Do you notice that as well?
Oh my gosh, Ryan, you hit it right on the nail. That is it so much. And that's the part that stresses me out, because these girls are good friends. Are they all have been good friends? And I just see their friendships being torn apart because of the silly man. Yes, silly man on the show. Yeah, and it is. That's the tough part to watch, to see what's really happening with all their friendships. You know, this was a big family one time. This was a real group of friends that just truly loved each other. And I just see all that sort of falling apart.
Yeah, I mean, that's the sad thing too, because you're like, man, these are like, that's what I love about the show. That's what we all loved, is that this started, these were real friends that all worked in this bar together. I mean, do you remember back in the day when Katie came to you and said, hey, mom, I think I'm going to be participating in this show? Like, do you remember your initial thoughts on this?
I remember it like it was yesterday. As a matter of fact, Stassi and Kristen and Katie all came up. This one, we were still living in Park City, and they came to visit me and were telling that, yeah, they were all working together, just young girls. And they said, yeah, they're thinking about maybe making some sort of show about the restaurant. And from that point on, I thought, uh-oh. I thought it was a good idea. I really did. And it started to be, and it's always been a good show. Don't get me wrong. And it still is. I'm sure people find it very entertaining. It's just as a parent, being not only watching it, but being involved in it is difficult, but it's life.
Well, yeah, exactly. And you see things that the audience get to see. You're part of conversations that we don't get to hear. You know a fuller story than we get to like learn, unfortunately. But I do. I was talking about this with you on DM just briefly, because the one thing that I would imagine, I was trying to put myself in your shoes sometimes, and I was thinking of like what it's like week after week, because I find the deeper I get into this, the more opinions I read, it really bums me out. Like how people are turning against Ariana, or Katie's always gotten it. Katie's always gotten like some really intense discourse. And as a parent of a child who you love, how hard is that for you to read negative things? Because I remember even my mom, you know, and at the time there wasn't that much, but she'd read a negative thing and she wanted to brawl. She wanted to brawl more than I did. And I'd be like, mom, you can't say anything. You can't say anything at all. What's that like for you? Because that's your child.
Of course, it's difficult. You know, no one wants to hear negative comments about your kids. It's been many years now, so my skin has gotten a little bit thicker, and I've learned to read past it and to focus more on the really good, nice comments. And I try to stay out of the comment section, you know, because I don't need that extra stress as well. But it's difficult, yes.
Yeah. And
can we go back to just talking about your mom for one more second when you brought that up?
Of course.
I loved hearing your mom and your dad's opinions.
I know.
I loved it so very much. And every time Becky and Belle Bailey were on your show, I made sure to always listen. Not that I don't always listen.
No. I got to tell you, Miss Maloney, like, I'm so happy to hear you say that. But sometimes, like, yeah, like, I'm barely hanging on this year. Like, it is so fun. Like, I'm able to do this show. I'm able to, like, but it is... you know, life has just really kicked you in the nuts. Yeah. And it's for all of us. And, you know, even I was talking to my dad, you know, it's obviously extremely hard on him, 53 years. And we're all like, you know, trying to get used to this new normal, which you can never get used to. And that's why. And you just remember, like, I remember all the times that we would even laugh about Vanderpump Rules, or my mom, you know, met Tommy, you know, Schwartz one night, you know, and he was, it took a picture with her, and it was one of her favorite experiences. And like, she got so tickled by all of this. And I really feel like obviously a big piece of me is gone. And, you know, I feel like it, you know, and how dare her? She hurt the show. Like, we're losing listeners because of my mom's not on the show anymore. No, you're right though. Like, I just, I miss, like, I was working on that recap of Vanderpump last night, and she was like, I got done at like 1 a.m. and my mom would always be up late at night. And it's still this kind of phantom limb of like going to text my mom of like, hey, you up right now? Like, guess what I just talked about? And I miss it so much. I miss it so much, you know?
Well, you have wonderful memories. Your mom, it was beautiful. And you still have your dad. And anyway, yeah. I just wanted to tell you how much.
I've
told you a million times before.
You have.
How much. But anyway, yes, any parent's going to, it's going to be hard for them to read comments. But
yeah.
it goes with the territory, I guess, you know.
It does. And listen, Katie does really well in the comment section, as we see. Katie, by the way, your daughter also, and I wish people would watch the Vanderpump Rules after show, because Katie is one of the funniest, like, she has such a dark sense of humor that I don't even think she gets the appreciation she deserves, how funny she is. But I will say, like, just to admit to you, like, the show presented Katie in such a way in those earlier seasons. I think the first time I really, like, started to understand Katie was like when she revealed about the falling through the skylight, and we got to see pictures of all of that, and I was like, wow, I had no idea she had gone through that. But also, it's weird all these years later of seeing that Katie was right about so many things that she had talked about. And also, this is like, it's hard as a parent, like I went through a divorce, you know, and my mom, you know, still love you know, up to the end loved my ex, and they, you know, had a nice moment before she passed and stuff. And I know you still love, I love how you call him Tommy, but is it frustrating for you as a parent to like see, like most parents don't see the inner workings of a relationship, and you're almost forced to as a parent through the show?
That was what was very difficult. And the thing is, Ryan, is I would see it 6 months after it happened. So when I'm viewing them being in an argument and he's not defending her or whatever is going
on,
I get a little bit, of course I get angry, you know, but this is 6 months later. And I spent so much time at their home with them that they were really very affectionate towards each other and had a good relationship. So when we're in a marriage or any kind of relationship, we all have our fights. The difference was theirs was on national TV.
I know.
But, yeah. And it's hard. What was really hard for me is to, and actually it's harder now as I go back and look, because back then I could kind of give it a pass. Now I can't, but some of the names he called her and some of the, I think it's more hurtful even now than it was the first time I saw it around, because I'm seeing it in a whole different light.
Yeah. The other thing that blew me away about Katie, and there's tons of things that blow me away about you too, but I do talk about Vanderpump Rules, is that Katie, what blows me away is that I'm like, I don't know a lot of people in my life that actually make tough decisions for themselves. Like, she actually made, and she explains, like, listen, I love that man, but I knew that he wasn't going to be able to love me the way I deserve to be loved. And most people in life don't actually make a hard decision. They'll stay with it until it's like the bitter end. And that like really impressed the hell out of me with your daughter, because most people don't do that. Most people never have that moment, or they might realize it, they just do nothing about it. And we've seen Katie kind of flourish into this really a strong, powerful woman. Her podcast is killing it. You know, who knows what's going on with the sandwich shop, but all of these good things are happening. But still, even in this week's episode, we have these men. Oh, it's Katie. Katie's this aggressor. How dare Katie? I'm like, what show are you all watching? Like, how do you even, like, do you not laugh saying some of the BS that you say out loud?
Oh my gosh, it's really hard. You know, sometimes I talk out loud to the TV, I'll admit. I do. It's like, you know, it's difficult, because it's like, how did this become so one-sided? How did this become the men against the women, and the women are getting the villain roles and the, I don't know, it's frustrating. Yes. Especially when it involves my daughter.
I know. I mean, but like most people aren't strong enough to do what she did. And I think that's paying off dividends. But it's just so interesting because it brings up these like larger conversations, how we treat men, how we treat women, how we villainize women in the society, and how men who do like obvious, blatantly bad things, they kind of get a pass because they are more charming. They're sometimes just better to watch, and the women are left to pick up these pieces, which is just wild for me. Are you watching The Valley at all?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, because you watch Kristen Doty grow up. What's it like to see like Doty and Jax in this new iteration of trying to be adults? Even though they're near their 40s, they're trying to be adults.
Yeah. It's entertaining. Let's put it that way. I still see Kristen when I come out to California. She's always been very special to me, you know, and she's, I think she's the same person that she's always been. And I've always admired Kristen. I don't see any, I'm sure she's an adult now. I mean, she's what, 12, 13 years, 14 years older than when I first met her. I have a hard time with Jax.
I don't know how you wouldn't have a hard time with Jax. I mean, you watched Jax kind of like, I mean, you saw Jax when he was like baby Jax at Vanderpump, and now to see him now, and he's having relationship issues as well now.
Yeah, that's heartbreaking. You know, Jax, I know he doesn't like Katie. I hate to see him talk about her like that. He's always been very respectful towards me. I'll give him that when I see him. He's always been very respectful, regardless of what his feeling. Yeah. But the show's entertaining.
I hope it succeeds. Like, I hope it does good. I mean, there are only two people, I think, that have been disrespectful to you. And that was the artist formerly known as Raquel Levis, Rachel Levis, and Tom Sandoval. Those were the two people that I thought were outwardly rude to you. Have there been other cast members throughout the years, people that were rude to you?
No. The cast has always, always treated me very, very well.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/betches.
But to be perfectly honest, Tom Sandoval was the one castmate that I hardly knew. He hardly ever acknowledged me when I would be in a group setting with Katie and her friends, because I would attend several of their functions, or Katie had, you know, parties at her home. He hardly ever acknowledged me. The first time he really acknowledged me was season 10 when we were filming at Tom Tom. And he came, well, before the bad scene.
Okay.
Before the bad, yeah. He came in and he gave me a big hug, and it just kind of surprised me because I thought, wow, yeah. And then I realized why, because he had been
he'd been with Rachel. Yeah.
Yeah. I get along with everyone very well. They're all very good.
Well, I mean, season 10, obviously, you know, I was like about to say, hey, Miss Maloney, have you ever heard of Scandoval? I mean, season 10 like really blew up, and you were a part of that because we saw you earlier in the season, I believe, in Vegas. And, you know, Rachel was there, Lala was there, and all this stuff. And it was interesting. You had, you know, you actually had a conversation with Raquel. Like, you actually got to see this What was your, and I'm not talking about Raquel or Rachel now and how she is or what she's trying to do, but your impression, I've heard you speak about that before, of what was your impression of her? Because it seemed like sometimes there wasn't like a light, but light behind those eyes, you know?
No, there wasn't. You know, she was always very nice and everything. And we had wonderful conversation at dinner. But then as we got further into the conversation, I just was dumbfounded when she was sitting very right next to me, right face to me, and telling me how much she wanted to make out with Tommy.
And, oh my God.
And I was trying to explain to her, you know, they're still married for one thing.
Yeah.
They had just barely separated and they were still trying to figure things out. And it just, I thought, how, and I remember looking across the table at Lala going, did she really say that? Is she really having that comment? And almost like I wasn't even there or I wasn't even related in any way. That was odd. Very odd.
Yeah. And then of course you came back for that finale scene. And what got cut out, and we've talked about many times, was, and it got brought up again on the after show, I believe a couple weeks ago, is Sandoval actually cursing at you, like yelling at you. Like, did that blow you away? Because I believe one of your sons got involved as well. And I think that's like the thing that we never got to see, which I expected to see. Does that still kind of blow you away that that happened?
Yes. Well, I don't dwell on it. I don't think about it anymore. But initially,
I do, Miss Maloney. I dwell on it. Let me dwell on it for you.
It was quite surprising. I was very upset how he sat down and got in my face and like the veins in his neck pop out. You know, when he was really angry at me. Now, I don't know if he was angry at me, but he felt like I really shouldn't have the right to say anything. And thank God I didn't know my son was that close. I knew he was there, but he came in and he stepped right in the middle of us and he turned around to Sandoval and told him to have a little bit more respect for me. And then he stepped away. And then Sandoval said something else. I can't remember what. And my son stepped back in again. And I asked Joey later, I said, what was he saying to you? And he said, he's something like, look, I'm trying to make a TV show here. Or we're filming a TV show or something. But that was very emotional for me because when I'm there, Ryan, I'm not trying to be part of the cast or be on the show. I'm there supporting my daughter. I was spending the week with my daughter. She invited me to come to the little sandwich shop thing. And, you know, it was a big celebration for them. And that's part of life. Whether it was on camera or not, I would have been there for my daughter. I mean, whether it was they were filming a TV show, just like I would be with, you know, going to see any one of my sons. So to be there as a parent, though, and to sit there and listen to what's going on, it's really hard to sit there and not say anything. And I didn't. I bit my tongue, so, you know. And I'll tell you, I was really embarrassed. And this is one of the things is I never want to embarrass Katie. I never want to embarrass any of my kids. But I never want to come on Katie's show or their show and embarrass her. And when I said to Raquel, shut up, Raquel, that's not... I was so embarrassed. And I kept telling Katie, I don't even want to see that. I don't even want to see that because, you know, that's just not how you talk to somebody. So I was very embarrassed when that scene aired. I lost track of what I was saying.
No. I mean, that was just talking about not embarrassing. You always want to show up respectful. You feel like you always do. But at a certain point, you are going to like, you are kind of pressured into saying something if you see a certain amount of behavior. And season 10 was so wild because you did have this like, mystery. We all thought Raquel was going for Tom Schwartz. And then all of a sudden we feel like the Sandoval. So all, the rug got pulled out of everybody's. And that's why I always try to argue with people that thought this was all fake. And I was like, I swear to God, this is not fake. Like this was truly what was going down. And people genuinely thought Schwartz had this thing with Raquel. And in reality, it was this thing with Sandoval. And then you throw Joe into the mix, who's there this season. It's just more and more mess, which I'll talk about in a second, but just real quick about like growing up with Katie or like raising Katie, like what was the biggest thing she got grounded for? Did Katie ever get grounded? Did you ever have to really, did you have to really punish Katie ever?
Yeah, but I don't think I want to mention it. I don't think she'd be happy with me.
Yeah, I know. I don't want Katie mad at me. I don't want Katie mad at me. No. I was just wondering if she was like the best kid of the world or if she was like a troublemaker.
Oh, no. I mean, you know, every kid gets into trouble, right? And I even can think of some things that I did. But no, it was fun. I was very involved, always very involved with my kids. I was always volunteering in the schools and all of that. And I just, it was fun. She had a lot of girlfriends, and every dance, I would take them all down to Salt Lake to shop for their prom dresses and all that. But yeah, there's challenges of raising a daughter, that especially in the teenage years. But she was very active so she stayed busy. Go ahead.
No, I was saying, now I want to know what you did as a kid. It sounds like you got into trouble. It's not like, I want to know how many times you snuck out, Miss Maloney. It sounds
you do those things when you're young, you can have a better understanding of really why your kids are doing it and what they're doing. And it's all part of growing up, right? I wasn't a bad kid, Ryan.
No, whatever. No. It's so funny though. It's like that moment when you grow up to the point where you start realizing your parents were kids at 1.2. And right. Like, that was like always the great thing about the podcast, was I was able to ask my parents things that I never asked them in real life. And so I found out like a whole different side of my parents, you know? And it's like, these were kids, like, you know, they were like 21, 22 years old, you know, their first date, they both ordered glasses of milk, which is like disgusting. Oh. And I just thought, Katie's worked around restaurants and stuff, but she worked for you at a restaurant, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all my kids did. And I know that doesn't sound right, but it was awesome. My restaurant took so much of my time. I had to be there so much. So to have my kids working there with me gave me time to spend with them as well. And to not only that, to just see their work ethics and to sort of teach them. And they all worked from a very young age and into young adults. Even when Katie moved, when she moved out to California and she'd come back at Christmas, I always would put her to work. But I never played favoritisms, that you can ask any of my employees. They never, ever got anything special. They work just like as a regular employee.
Because I am having your employees on the rest of the show to talk about the experience. So no. That's it. As you get older, what is it like, you know, do you look differently on motherhood than you did when you were like, they were in your home and actively raising as kids and teenagers? Like, looking back, I always ask my mom, like, what is motherhood to you? Like, what have you learned through being a mom? And she would always be like, well, I've learned that, Children thrive. Children thrive not because of us, but in spite of us. Like, she would always like have this like little thing that she would say, or she would be like, we just get to enjoy the ride and watch and help. But like, what is being a mother and now a grandmother? What does that mean to you?
Well, you know, I'm an empty nester pretty much. I mean, I am. And that's the hardest part, is because I was always so involved in my kids. They were very active in sports and theater and all kinds of stuff, music. And I was very involved with them as they grew up. And so then they grow up and they go out and they have their own lives. And I have special memories to look back, but I'm very close with my kids, to this day. And I kind of bounce around. I'll go to Utah and spend time, and then I'll go to California and spend some time and everything. I don't let that go. You know, it doesn't matter. And I'm sure your mom told you this. It doesn't matter how old they get. They're always your babies.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Like, that's always like, yeah. And that was the thing she would just remind me all the time. And I loved it. I miss it, obviously. What's the last thing that you, I mean, I don't know if you'd be able to say, but is there any like, Katie, I really wish you wouldn't say this kind of stuff on your podcast, or I really wish you wouldn't do this on. Do you ever get like that as a mom? Because my mom would like hear something I would say and she'd be like, that's not funny, Ryan. Don't do that. I think that's very not right. And she would like really, really tell me what she didn't like. Do you do that anytime with Katie or your kids?
I don't think so. I'm sure I did. I'm sure Katie would say differently. I mean, I voiced my opinion. Katie probably gets that from me. I'm very opinionated and very strong in my opinion. And I do. I'm one that always speaks my mind tactfully, nicely.
Yeah. Right?
And I probably have at one time, but now she's a grown woman. And I remind, you know, I have to remind myself with all my kids, even my youngest son, he was doing something the other day, and he's capable. He's 35 years old, but I'm saying, now make sure you do this and don't forget to do that. I still do that with all my kids. So I probably drive them crazy, but I think on whole, I'm proud of Katie. You know, I'm proud of the woman she's become. I'm so excited to see the growth and the confidence that's come out of her these last couple of years. She's determined and she always has been. So I think she went through a really weak cycle there. And you know, sometimes Ryan, when you, we've all been there, sometimes we're in a relationship or in a situation, it could even be a work situation, whatever, where we don't realize how unhealthy it is for us and how much it's tearing us up until we've kind of broken that tie and moved away. Yeah. And that's what I'm seeing from Katie.
Well, that's why sometimes I'll watch the show and I'll be like, get off the show, Katie, leave the show. You don't need, obviously it's a great paycheck and it's like, you know, we want her there. But at the same time, I'm like, this is so toxic. Everybody, like everybody needs to stop doing this show because it is just wild what they put themselves through. Each week, there's like a new revelation. I mean, this week, I mean, as a viewer, not even as Katie's mom, I mean, I was shocked that Schwartzy said about the Sheena thing from Vegas. I was
shocked. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I know.
Were
me
you
too.
Shocked? Like, yes. Were you shocked or were you just like, yeah, whatever? I mean, no, I was shocked.
I was shocked, but you know what I think? And I haven't spoken with Katie about this, but because it was just on. But I think what happened is because in the conversation, somebody brings it up. I think Tommy brings it up is, yeah, the last holiday party, she came up and jokingly said it to me. So it was out in the open. And that's why I think he had to make the announcement because he's good at keeping things in. If you look at episodes past where he's come forward and confessed, it's only because somebody else was going to do it. So he had to do it first.
That's what I was wondering. I was like, why would, I was like, is he really trying to make Sandoval look better? And he's going to throw himself on the sword by revealing something from 11 years ago. It made no sense, but that actually does make sense that he thought maybe somebody is onto him. So he has to reveal it before it actually gets out with, that's a really interesting point. Do you talk to Tommy at all still? Do you still keep in contact? Cause I know you love him. Like, is that?
Yeah, no, we don't. I mean, he'll text me once in a while, just a sweet little message, but I haven't received one of those in a while. He'll always have a special place in my heart. You know, what him and Katie went through was not good, but I think they're coming out of it stronger. And
I know this is thing. Like, why do we worry about the men? I'm like, Schwartz was saying stuff this week. It's like, sometimes I like to go on benders and like good and bad. I'm like, oh man, you got to watch this stuff. And I don't know, is it about men? What is it about us, Miss Maloney? Like, we suck. We truly suck. I suck. Schwartz sucks. Sandoval sucks. We all suck. What is it about us? Like, is it that we're just scared? Is it that we never grow up past little boys? Why can't we make the good decisions?
First of all, I have to tell you that I'm not worried about Tommy or Sandoval at all. I'm not worried about any of them. You know, I'm more concerned about my daughter and the friendships that she has and what's important to her. Ryan, I'm so confused as to why everything is focusing on such a negative light right now. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's kind of hard to explain because I'm caught up in what I'm viewing, but also what I'm going through emotionally, personally.
Yeah.
With, you know, my own family dynamics, be it Katie, my son, my mom, you know, I think that's one thing that I'd like to tell people, you know, that when they're commenting is remember that not only are these people real, you know, Katie and all the people that are on the show, but they have families and they have other stuff going on in their lives. You know, it breaks my heart what Tom Sandoval's mom must have gone through listening to everything that's been done. That doesn't make me forgive Sandoval for what he's done, you know, but I have a heart and it tugs at my heart for the parents and the other family members that are involved and get caught up in it. I know sometimes my sons can't even watch the show. Because of the situation that, you know, Katie's been put in.
Because it's a different reality for you guys than how we watch it. Like, we watch it as sports. We watch it as, and now it's turned into a full contact sport. And you're right, it is dark because as you grow older, your life, you know, hopefully gets more beautiful, but it also gets more darker and complicated in so many different ways. Like, you know, I think I was even angrier about Scandal because this sounds so silly. I was watching what my mom was going through and I would like leave her at the room. I would go into this little side room to record and I would just get everything out. I would just be launching into tirade after tirade. And The Sandoval stuff, though, it's like ridiculous. It's like he's given so many opportunities to help himself. He's still saying stupid stuff, and that's frustrating, but he's been given chances. But you're right. We are, it's a toxic show and it can be a toxic fandom, myself included. But you're right. Like, we don't think enough about that these are real people, because I think we assume that these are all millionaires that have privileged lives, when that's always not the case at all.
No. And you know what, though, Ryan, what I will say, and I think I've said this to you before, I mean, we've been in and out of contact so many times throughout several years now, yeah. But your opinion, for one, I always admire and appreciate the fact that you stay non-biased and you stay very positive, even in negative issues. I don't know if I'm explaining that correctly, but your opinions, when you're speculating about things, so many times you are so right on. And it brings a smile to my eyes, because so many times I listen to people and their opinions and it's like they don't even have a clue. But you've said things, and just your opinion of what's going on, just your speculation, I'm going to speculate this and that, is so right on and you don't even know it.
I don't even try. I think you are making sense. And the funny thing is, like, even starting to know some of these people, and I try not to. Like, I went to Jax's bar the other night because some friends were in town, and I was like, and, you know, it was great. Like, I get along with Dodie, and I got to meet her guy in person. And, you know, it's so funny because I just think Jax is such a character, but you, like, sometimes you realize then how much damage he's done throughout the years. So it's like, I don't ever, like, I don't want to be a part of this group. I don't want to be, but, like, I love the show so dearly. It's been such a big place in my life, and I love talking about it. But the speculation is what really intrigues me, is, like, what's going on behind the scenes? Why are we, you know, why do we do this as a society? Why? But then sometimes I'll get so sad reading the commentary, because I won't get why, like, you know, even Ariana, like, it seems like, yes, amazing opportunities because of this, but she's keeping her head down and she's working. She's not participating. She's not like Lala, and she's not like posting things and trying to get into fights. She's just working. And that seems to drive people crazy. And it's not even just men. It seems to drive women crazy. I've read so many negative things about Ariana and about Katie, but really about Ariana, that it kind of blows it. That bums me out to no end. And I'm not saying Ariana's perfect, because that is not the case at all. And I don't think she would claim she's perfect, but I just don't understand that at all. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. And I don't understand it either, because she's not choosing to participate in the narrative. And I mean, great things are happening for her, and she's just taking all that positive energy and not letting this negative stuff get to her. And by her not interacting or exchanging words or comments or something, I think people get the impression that she thinks she's too good for everybody else.
Yeah.
And that's just the opposite. It's just the opposite. You know, I mean, she's not only was she given these opportunities, but she really earned them. Once her, once she started being given the opportunities to act and dance and all that, she's got so much talent, and I'm so happy for her. Yes. Yeah. So I think it's wonderful. And it makes me feel bad that she is getting negative comments because of the good things.
I feel this is obvious. This is who we should be championing, people like Ariana and Katie that actually take a stand for their feelings and emotions. We should take a stand for that. Like, you know, this person didn't want to stay in this. Like, I don't know why we try to, like, that's the frustration about the fan base sometimes. We'll try to then just, like, flip it where I'm like, wow, like, Sandoval really, like, can get back in there and everything's just gravy again. And, you know, I know it's a show, but, like, listen, as we start winding down here, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, because, you know, just your take, like, Lala did post something about Katie last week and shouted you out, said, I love Miss Maloney, so I feel bad about this, but Katie's, like, miserable, blah, blah, blah. Do you think that's Lala just being a showman, trying to get attention? Like, do you think, I just don't get that. Like, I know they're real friends. You don't do that to real friends. Like, that's the part that I get frustrated with. Because I like Lala, I just don't understand those things, why they're happening.
That one really hurt me. It hurt me a lot because I feel that Lala and I have been very, very close. I'm friends with her mom. Katie and Lala have been good, good friends. And I have just always loved the person that Lala is. The person I see on TV, I've never seen that side of Lala. She said that she wanted to present a softer side this season. And you know what? In real life, when I go out to dinner with her or when we visit with each other, she is soft. She's a wonderful, very, very considerate woman. She really, really is. And I love her to death. But when she said that, it was a real stab in the heart, because it was kind of like she said, well, I know this is going to hurt you, what I'm going to say about your daughter, but I'm going to go ahead and say it anyway. So it hurt me for Katie, because that's an awful thing for a friend to do. But I thought, oh, okay. I mean, again, I don't want to say anything negative about me, because it's, you know, I love Lala. I've always thought the world of her. And I don't know if she's just going through something right now or if that's really truly how she feels, but that's, you know, that's her choice to make. And
yeah.
So, yeah.
And you're right though. Like when I've had interactions with Lala, she's very different than the Lala I see on screen. And that's not to take any away from Lala's personal pain and her past relationships. And I'm so happy she's pregnant again and happy. I just don't understand that. And also, I don't understand, coming from the relationship she did, how she's almost apologizing to Sandoval in this week's episode of like, I'm so sorry. It's just that I have a healthy skepticism of men. I'm like, everybody should have a healthy skepticism of men. Like, why are you apologizing almost to Sandoval? Lala, you're like, I just don't understand it. And I almost would feel comforted if she just said, listen, I have to do this because I'm on this show, but I don't really believe it, you know?
And that's fine. And that's understandable. You can't tell anybody how to do their job. I just, like, again, I said, it's very, it stresses me out just to see the friendships broken up. And, yeah. Cause I know these girls have been very, very tight for a long time, all of them. And, that's the hardest part. I really don't care about the guys. I don't, you know, I wish Tommy the best. I wish Tommy the best. I think he's gonna be okay. You know, he's come out this pretty strong, but wow.
What did you think of Joe? Have you ever met Joe in person?
I haven't, but you know what? I feel a little bit sorry for Joe.
Yeah. She's having a tough time, but Miss Maloney, don't, like, that's the other thing. She knew the show she was getting into. Like, I'm sorry. Like, if you watch the show, how would she expect to be received by those women? Like, how would she expect, and especially if she was sneaking around with Tommy, Raquel, and Sandoval, how would she expect to be received? But yes, I feel bad for her. I don't want her to be, like, I love watching her on screen. She's a real character. I just don't know why.
When I say I feel sorry for her, it's not because she did terrible things. You know, I'm not, and it was very hurtful at the time when she moved in with Tommy. And I remember going through all that. She's done hurtful things, but why I kind of feel sorry for her is because I think that I think Tommy's doing the same thing that he did to Katie. Like, Joe's really falling for him. And I feel like this is okay. I'm seeing this because I don't know.
As a viewer,
I'm seeing that. I feel like he led her on, what I'm viewing again, behind the scene knowledge. And then I think she got her little heart broken, but she put herself out there, and it's hard, you know, it's hard to do anything like that. So, but she's a little bit different. I think her and Tommy are kind of a lot alike, you know?
So I think Katie said that on Watch What Happens Live. She was like, yeah, I kind of think they actually are very, like, interesting together.
It's interesting to view, right?
It's very different. A couple more things before I let you go. I don't think you can answer this, but I need to ask. Everybody still is waiting for something about her. There's a lot of rumors with this Penny lady, blah, blah, blah. Do we know when this is going to open? Because I keep telling people it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Do you have any, I'm sure you have insider knowledge. Are you able to share with us anything about this? Or I'm sure we'll find out closer towards the end of the reunion, but any thoughts?
I can tell you it's going to happen.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. That's all I want to know.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I don't want to get anybody in trouble and stuff, but that's what I keep saying. It's like, it's not going to happen. I'm sure a lot of things happen on the road to opening things up, which I think everybody's going to find out in a minute. So just everybody be patient.
Another thing, I think what was missed, and I think maybe Ariana brought it up, but what's been missed in conversation is when the girls got the lease, when they secured that spot, they weren't even at the point to be close to opening. They were working with consultants, and they were going through the steps that the consultants were telling them to do. But because the location and everything that the lease involved was so good, they jumped on it to secure the spot. So it wasn't like they got the location and bam, they were ready to open the business. They just didn't want to miss out on that opportunity.
Of course. It's a great location. Like, so I told my Patreon you were coming on. So many people wrote in. One person wrote, how does it feel being mother to a legend? Does she feel like Tina Knowles, which is Beyonce's mom? So do you feel like Beyonce's mom sometimes, Miss Maloney?
No.
Sorry, Katie. Beyonce. Not Beyonce, Miss Maloney.
I'm very proud. But you know, the thing is I look at Katie differently. Katie's my daughter. And sometimes to this day, it's still surprise. I'll tell you what, Ryan, I was blown away at BravoCon. I was just like, wow.
You were a star there. You're a star.
No, not for me, for my daughter. I mean, we'll be out, you know, having lunch or something, and people will want to take a photo, and that's become pretty regular. But I was just overwhelmed at the fans at BravoCon and the love that was shown it was like, wow, it was such a wonderful experience. Yeah.
It was so exciting to be around. A couple more things just to pump you up. Ask her how it feels to have raised the baddest bitch on Bravo. Wow, that was very naughty language, but that's a very nice comment that Katie's the baddest bitch on Bravo. Can we get more Terry? I want to see her on TV or doing a podcast. Well, she's doing a podcast right now. Would you ever do your own podcast?
I've thought about it. I have, yes.
Because you could do real estate, you could do like reflections on life, you could make a whole thing. I think you would be amazing.
I thought about doing one on reflections of life, especially as we get older, women my age, because it changes so much, especially when you're alone. So that was fun.
Can you speak a little bit more about that? Like, what is it like to get older and be alone? Like, how do you deal with that on a daily basis?
I try to keep myself busy. I mean, most of my friends are retired, and I guess I should be too, because I'm older. But that's why I chose real estate, and it's a wonderful career, and I stay busy with it. I'm not busy every single day. I stay social. I've got a great group of friends, because it gets hard sometimes, you know, to just...
Yeah. Do you ever dabble in dating or anything like that?
I have in the past, but... I didn't have a good experience, and I'm kind of like one of those people that believe in chance meetings if it's going to happen. You know, I did go on a dating website one time, and oh my gosh, I'll never do that again. never. But I go out, I dance. I love to go dancing and stuff, but you know, men my age, they're...
You're going out dancing in Vegas?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Not every night. And the places I go to, Ryan, are not places like clubs. They're like for people age, you know, the music starts early and ends early, that type of thing.
The other thing, just like, what do you like to watch besides Vanderpump Rules? Is there like, obviously you like romantic comedies. Like do you have favorite like musical artists? Like, do you watch TV a lot?
I don't watch a lot of TV, but when I do, I love my Bravo shows. I do watch Bravo. I love the real estate show, Selling Beverly Hills.
Did you see that Beverly with Mauricio Hills? Buying Beverly Hills? Yeah.
I haven't watched the new season yet. I haven't. I just finished the best documentary on David Beckham.
On Netflix. So, yeah. Wasn't that great?
That was so good. And I'm really not a Beckham fan or anything. I love documentaries. And that was really good. I really enjoyed that. So, yeah, I like serious, but usually when I sit down and turn the TV on, I want something that's entertaining. And that's the only reason why I'm struggling with Vanderpump Rules this season, is it hasn't been entertaining.
It's dreadful.
Frustrating.
Like, I get so depressed when I have to recap it, because I'm like, here we go. I want to make a recommendation. I just watched a multi-part Martha Stewart docuseries on CNN, but it's on Max. So you can get it on HBO Max. It's on there. But I didn't realize, like, she started off in the stock market. I didn't realize Martha Stewart's history, and I was blown away. Like, I don't even, like, I'm a Martha Stewart fan, but I didn't know anything about her, and it blew me away.
I've heard that's a good one. Thank you for reminding me, because someone else mentioned that to me. Yes.
And what kind of music do you like besides Sheena's Good as Gold?
I'm an oldie but goodie person. You know, just all the oldies, and a smooth jazz type person.
Smooth jazz. Okay, got it. Yeah. Okay, Terry Maloney likes smooth jazz, real estate. She would consider doing a podcast. She is a fabulous mother to three children, a grandmother. She is so many things, but I really got to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Like I've wanted to talk to you now for so long, and your messages, really buoyed me in such a way. I can't express it. I've told the audience so many times this, and I really do appreciate it because I know I'm not, you don't know me. So it's really nice for a relative stranger to reach out like you did. And especially when I have such strong opinions about Vanderpump Rules, the fact that you still reached out to me was just so amazing for me. And you just give me such a good feeling. So thank you for spending all this time with us today. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you'll come on again sometime down the line because I wanted to make sure this was respectful. So I hope.
Oh my gosh, Brian, I have enjoyed it so much and I've wanted to do this for so long. And throughout the years listening to you in your podcast, I feel like I know you and conversing, exchanging messages, but I feel like I know you and I've enjoyed you so very, very much. So thank you for having me.
Well, listen, can I introduce you to my dad? I'm joking. Don't everybody.
You're so sweet.
Yeah. Okay. Terry Maloney, I'll put her Instagram. You already follow her, but man, this was a long time coming. So thank you so, so much.
Thank you, Ryan.
So Bad It's Good is a Betches Media production. The show is hosted and produced by me, Ryan Bailey, with Meditza Lopez and Sandra Fryer. Additional support provided by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Rebecca Steinberg. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander. Video promotion by Laura Valencia. Be sure to send us your emails at sobaditsgoodwithryanbailey@gmail.com and follow the show at sobaditsgoodwithryanbailey on Instagram. And for additional craziness, go to patreon.com/sobaditsgood. Stay bad, baddies. Thank you to our sponsor, Hulu. Their new reality series, Vanderpump Villa, is an unfiltered portrait of what it is like to work in the glamorous French countryside while striving to impress Lisa Vanderpump. As guests arrive for their lavish vacation, the Vanderpump Villa staff are pushed to their limits, ready to cater to every whim, all the while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Betches.